Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It is September 10th, about 30 minutes prior to the equity market close with just myself today. So we're going to keep it kind of brief, and that's due to the fact that next week's going to probably be an extensive podcast, and we're going to talk about some of the factors as to why that is. But let's do go ahead and talk about our 5-day numbers. And actually, this week, at least domestically, it would be a 4-day number because of Monday being domestic markets, Monday being closed due to Labor Day. So let's jump into those. We have an S&P that actually felt like it was more volatile to the downside. To me, it felt that way. It was actually only down 1%. We have a NASDAQ that was flat, and that's not really that surprising to me. We've had several components inside the tech sector, some of which we own, that have had a really good week this week so far, Apple being one of those. And then we have a Dow that's down 2%. That one, a little surprising to me. We have a Russell that's down 2.5%. That one's not surprising to me because of what we're going to get into in terms of consumer prices and interest rates. That sort of thing. We didn't always cover gold, but it was of such interest last year that we kind of put it in our 5-day rotation. So since last podcast day, we have a gold that's down 2% that puts it flat on the year, right? So it's not really done much this year, but we also don't have it in most of our portfolios. So, but I just know that it was of a lot of interest at one point, so we just started talking about it. And then probably unsurprising to everyone, but maybe the number will be a bit surprising. Crude oil up 20% since last podcast, last Thursday. And it's a little more actually than 20%. Now, I know we all aren't surprised by it in terms of experiencing at the pump, but that's a big number for that short of a period of time. And we talk about crude oil when it's significant, when it's in that kind of level that that a lot of consumers, are comfortable seeing, and industries are comfortable seeing, which is much lower than here, then it doesn't tend to have much of an effect on the market. Obviously, when you have 20% swings, it's going to have an impact on not just equities, but it's going to have an impact on currencies, definitely on commodities. It's going to have an impact on treasuries. So let's talk about that. It is going to absolutely influence how it has a bro okay, so it has a ripple effect on the markets. It has a broad impact on consumer spending, which we're going to talk about. It has a pretty big impact on decisions out of the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, right? And so one of the reasons it's going to be kind of brief today is because next week's is going to be so expensive because we have a meeting out of the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, to determine any adjustments on the Fed fund rate, which has a big impact on equity markets and treasury markets, and really just across the board. Macroeconomically, it has a big impact. So one of the things that's going to be interesting to look at is tomorrow we're getting the consumer price index month over month and year over year. Going back to what I was just talking about with crude oil, that is going to play a role there. Now, I get that the Fed chair, Kevin Warsh, is sort of trying to allude to we can't pay attention to these numbers because it has a rolling effect. And we need to be looking, 3 to 6 to 9 months down the line to see what this surge in energy, what true inflationary impact does that have? And I'm not totally against thinking that way, but I do think in the back room of the FOMC, they are looking at these shorter term changes. So the month over month, for instance, I do think that that has a level of importance. And you won't necessarily see it on paper, like quote unquote, but you'll hear them allude to it in the post conference. And it'll be in a very, you got to really, really listen closely, especially in these types of meetings to kind of pick up on the nuances. But consumer price index heading into a Fed fund meeting for next week, that obviously is going to contribute to volatility. That does have to mean volatility to the downside. The probability for a rate hike is less than 50%. Now, you've heard me talk about in the past, and I'm not sure that you could really even look this up. I think this is just an observation of mine over many years, that if you have above 50%, basically, or a good solid number of no change, or it can be changed, but as long as it's like it's solid on a cut or a hike or no change, going into 20 days out, which in this case it was no change 20 days out, you have a really high probability of that being the outcome. So what I'm saying is it's a really high probability of a no change out of next Wednesday. What will be important, and what is always more important than the actual action, is what the Fed chair says in the post conference. And so far, Kevin Warsh has been, in my opinion, a little bit on the hawkish side, which is not the best for equities, but he may surprise us here. But what's even more important than that is when you start seeing how many dissenters were there, how many people were in favor on the committee were in favor of a, in this case, a hike versus no action. And I believe last meeting there was either two or three in favor of a hike. So what will be important to find out is, did that number go up? Did it stay the same? In other words, are there more committee members starting to lean towards hikes? And if so, how many? And that'll kind of tell us what the direction is. I hope that I didn't make that too overly complicated. What we also have next Wednesday is not just our Federal Open Market Committee, but we also have the Bank of England. Well, that's next week, is the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan. The Bank of Japan's actually still negative rates, believe it or not. The Bank of England has seemingly followed, what we've done for the most part over the years. I wanted to see real quick. They are, well, I know they're at 3.75, because we are. So it'll be interesting. I was trying to see if they go. I thought that maybe they go ahead of us, because it'd be interesting to see sort of what their decision is. But now I can't find it. Anyhow, a lot of things happening next week from an interest rate standpoint, which will absolutely have an impact on across the board. And so I think I covered everything I wanted to. Just want to stress the importance of the consumer side of things, right? And the reason for that is that's what impacts and that's what drives inflationary numbers, right? That's what the spending is what drives inflationary numbers. So we could be in an environment where we're seeing the inflation coming less so out of the pump and more so, out of different areas of consumer spending, right? I remember in, I think it was 2022, maybe. Yeah, it must have been. I remember that gasoline prices were way down because it had gotten so expensive. And now we're even higher than where we were then, I'm pretty sure. So that can kind of have a counterbalance effect. But that being said, then you're spending more like at the grocery store and that sort of thing. So I kind of get intrigued by those mechanisms and how they work with each other. But it'll next week will definitely be a very important week. Let's see. I'm scanning across these monitors here to see if there's anything else I wanted to cover. I think I got everything. One other thing, it does look like, now this can change, it does look like at the moment, the October meet has a chance for a rate hike. And the fact that it's in October is important. And I think we know why that is from a seasonality standpoint. And then also in December. So there's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of things that can change. And next Wednesday, I just have a feeling next Wednesday, because Warsh's back is going to be up against the wall with the next meet projecting a hike. And he's going to have to answer to that. And that's the last thing anybody wants is a rate hike. So that'll be kind of interesting. It'll make for probably a lengthy podcast. This one probably turned out to be lengthier than I intended. But one quick thing, tomorrow, obviously, 25th anniversary of 9/11. And so just wanted to thank all of our first responders and military for their service. And and to everyone else that experienced that and all the aftermath afterwards. But just wanted to honor that for tomorrow. And with that, we're going to go ahead and look forward to the weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.